Welcome back to Streets of Gold. I'm Lisa Scott. If you want to write to us, here's the address, Streets of Gold, Post Office Box 276644, Sacramento, California, 95827. As you might remember, one of the biggest churches in the Jesus movement was Calvary Chapel of Costa Mesa with Pastor Chuck Smith. And one of the groups that was formed in that church was the group Love Song. Remember Chuck Girard, a big part of that group. And up until that time, his big claim to fame was being part of a group called the Hondells. They had one top 10 hit from 1967, Little Honda. Well, Chuck went a long way since then. 75, Love Song broke up. He came out with a solo album. And this first hit single is still being sung in churches today. You probably sang it last Sunday. Here's Sometimes Alleluia by Chuck Girard on Streets of Gold.
Sometimes Alleluia, sometimes praise the Lord, sometimes gently singing our hearts in one accord. Oh, let us lift our voices, look toward the sky and start to sing. Oh, let us now return His love. Just let our voices ring. Oh, let us feel His presence. Let the sound of praises fill the air. Oh, let us sing the song of Jesus' love.
Want to do all.
are on Streets of Gold. Kelly Willard there, her first radio hit, Blame It on the One I Love. You know, there's many artists who first got their break in secular music before becoming a Christian and singing about the Lord. This artist is one of them. You might remember him as lead singer and keyboard player during the 70s and the group Santana. Well, he became a Christian, wanted to sing for God, living in San Francisco at the time. A pastor and his wife by the name of Louie and Mary Neal from Warehouse Ministries in Sacramento in 76 let him perform a gospel concert. 3 years later, he signed a recording contract with Maranatha Music, and by now, you figured it out. It's Leon Fetillo with his first radio hit, Temple to the Sky, on Streets of Gold.
I wanna build a temple to the sky. A mighty kingdom that never dies.
Classics from the 70s and 80s. This is Streets of Gold.
Look at tomorrow. was it only yesterday you had all your friends beside you and you found that
that GLAAD has been around since the 70s. That's All Things, their first radio hit from 1978. Before GLAAD was Second Chapter of Acts. And that concludes our segment in the 70s. We're only half done. We've got another hour to go. I'm Lisa Scott, and in the next hour, artists who got their first radio hit in the 80s. Michael W. Smith, Twyla Paris, Whiteheart, and more. Stick around.